Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School in La Mirada. We're glad you've joined us here at Solid Ground. And all this week, Pastor Brian Parrish will be going verse by verse through Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, in a message he's entitled, The God of the Impossible. So let's turn to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
Let's go back to Joshua 6, if you're not still there. So that's the circumstances that Joshua finds himself in, or the situation. Looks like an impossibility for him as a nation to take over Jericho, but God's going to work. Verse 2, what I want to draw out is the point, you need to walk by faith and not by sight. Where the Lord says in verse 2, And the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor. Now, I find this a little humorous. Here's Joshua looking over the city. It's all shut. The doors are barred. There's no way to get in. There's no way to go get out. And God says, Hey, I've given it to you. It's king and it's mighty men of valor. I don't know. If I was Joshua, I don't see it that way, Lord. I don't see what you are seeing. You're telling me you've given it to me. It looks like they're safe and secure. I don't see victory here. And the Lord doesn't say, I'm going to give it to you. He says, I have given it. It's a done deal in the heart and mind of God. And that's where we need to learn to walk by faith and not by the things that we see. That's what Paul tells us in the New Testament. And so often when we walk by the things that we see, it diminishes faith, it diminishes hope, and it just squashes out any possibility of things we are desiring the Lord to do. That's why we need to have our trust and confidence in the Lord. Now, in looking at this, there is a great power in faith. Seems through the Bible that where faith shows up, that's where the power of God is released. And God seems to be opposed to unbelief. That seems to restrict the work and the moving of God. And that's why we need to bring faith to the set of circumstances that we find ourselves in. Whatever our Jericho is, whatever looks impossible to penetrate, to change, to move, that's where we need to bring faith. That faith and trust and confidence in the Lord that it's no problem for Him. And if we don't do that, we're going to be walking by sight, and we're always going to be discouraged. Oh, it's hopeless, and be discouraged most of our Christian walk, because there's always those Jerichos that we're going to have to face. But we need to bring the power of faith into that situation. Now, in looking at this, there's certain things in our life that we just need to conquer. There's no peace here with Jericho. Joshua doesn't call for the white flag to come out. They're not sending out any ambassador to speak terms of peace. This needs to be destroyed. This needs to be wiped out. That's what God has commanded here in Joshua chapter 6. There is no discussion. It needs to be leveled and they need to move on. That's God's plan. And there's certain things in our life that you can't call a peace for. It's something that relates to the purposes and plans of God. It just has to happen, that you can't negotiate. Maybe an area of sin in your life that just seems to trip you up. It's a Jericho. It seems like, gosh, this is never going to get out of my life. You cannot call peace to that situation. The only answer is victory. It's all or nothing here. And the Lord has given us the victory. He says, see, I have given you the situation into your hands. Romans 6, we're no longer slaves of sin, the scripture would say, or other passages of scripture that relate to things that we're facing. You just can't call for peace. Sometimes it may just be spiritual matters, something in a relationship that you're dealing with. You just can't compromise. The Lord's going to have to bring victory, and that's what the Lord would want you to focus on. Do not compromise in those situations. Hold your ground. No matter how unchangeable or impossible that situation looks, you need to stand firm and say, Lord, I'm looking for you to bring the victory. And He'll bring it about as we trust Him. But there's certain things you just can't budge on. These are musts in our Christian walk. Those are the ones you do not negotiate. It's all or nothing. It's victory in Jesus Christ. That's what's got to be brought in. And the only way to see that happen is for you to walk by faith, to trust Him, and He'll bring it about. Moving on to verses 3 through 5, what I want you to see, just to encourage your heart, very simple point is that God has a plan. Whatever you're facing, whatever He's brought you to, God has a plan in all of it. No matter how bitter or how difficult or how extreme it may be, God has a plan even in the situations you find yourself in. Look at verse 3. It says, You shall march around the city. This is, he speaks to Joshua. All you men of war, you shall go around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpet. So God's beginning to reveal his plan to Joshua. He tells him, and you know, Joshua's just going to have to listen and obey. He says, here's the plan. March around it the first day, have the priests blow the trumpets. Just do that once, then go back home. Do that 6 days in a row. Seventh day, march around it seven times, and the walls are going to come tumbling down. Now, I don't know about you, but think of your Joshua. You're just going, oh, okay, Lord, if this is what you say to do, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't see how this is going to work, but you're in charge here. You're the Lord of hosts. I take my commands from you. Goes on to say, verse 5, it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him. So when you're told on the last day, on that seventh trip around after that, everyone's going to shout and the walls are going to come tumbling down. That's the Lord's plan. God does have a plan. It really doesn't make any sense as you look at it, but that is God's plan. March around it, first day, go home. Do that 6 days in a row. Seventh day, we got a surprise for you. You got to go around seven times. And then we're all going to shout and the walls are going to come tumbling down. I mean, that takes faith to walk in such revelation that God would give. But I want to draw just a practical lesson from this part here. So often we act as if God doesn't have a plan. God doesn't have a purpose for the set of circumstances. I just kind of find myself in this. It has nothing to do with God's purposes or plans. God's just kind of shooting by the hip, and this happened. Oh, now God's going to... God has it all strategized. God has it all. He knows what's going to come against your life. He's brought you to that point, and he has a purpose and plan for these set of circumstances. That's what gives you confidence to remain under the pressure or just to continue to walk. But if you don't think God's doing anything, or that this is just kind of happening by fate, and God's really not in control of my life, and he's really not doing anything, and these circumstances are hindering him, then you're going to try and react to your own wisdom, your own plan. You're going to try and live life according to your own resources rather than the resources that God has. So you need to know, and you need to be encouraged today, that wherever you find yourself in, whatever difficulty you find yourself in, God has a plan, and he's going to work that plan, and that plan is for blessing, that plan is for victory, and he's going to bring about his purposes and his plans. You need to trust him. Now, here's the hard part. Although God has a plan, he rarely ever tells you what that plan is. And we'd like him to tell us the plan, but you know what the problem is? If he told you the plan, you wouldn't believe him. What if God told you, here's how to have victory over this city. March around it the first day, blow trumpets, and go back to camp. Do that 6 days. 7 days, go seven times around and shout, and the walls are going to come. You would say, why would I do that? Would you walk by faith if he told you what to do anyways? Oftentimes, I'm glad that God doesn't tell me the plan, because that's the way I would react to him. That doesn't make any sense. Why would I do that? Well, that's why he doesn't tell us. And the Bible says his ways are past finding out. So oftentimes he doesn't tell us our plan, his plan, and often the majority of the times, if not always, we don't know how to figure out what his plan is. So you just need to realize he's in control. He has a plan, and he's going to work it out. And he's going to work it out in a way that you would not think of, you would not expect, and that you would not plan. And that's where you just wait on the Lord. And he seems to bring all the pieces together. Sometimes it looks like a scrambled mess, but then in the end, God brings it all back together perfect. His plan, his purpose. That's what you need to rely upon. And again, if you're walking as if God doesn't care about you, or that he's not actually working something in your life, that's when we make the foolish decision and try and fix things ourselves rather than waiting upon the Lord, watching him work on our behalf. You know, I'm glad that the Lord didn't show me his plan for my life once I got saved and give me the whole picture. I would have said, you know, no way. I don't want to do that. I would say, here I am, send Pastor Robert. He's available for this. God just unfolds it step by step by step. And I've just understood over time that I'm not going to be able to figure out the Lord's plan. He's going to do it differently than I would do it, and I just need to trust him. And you know what? I don't even have to know what his plan is. I just need to trust him. I don't even have to know what his will is. God's going to bring it about, and it's going to be good, and it's going to surprise me. And it's going to be so different that this, it just has to be the Lord. Only the Lord could bring things about this way. Only the Lord could have people march around the city 7 times, shout at the end, and the walls come tumbling down. And I've been over to Jericho, and we went to Israel, and it's just a big pile of dirt right now. Nothing is left over there.